Hello to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good for Business show. I'm Michelle J. Raymond, and I'm joined by the fabulous, wonderful Jillian Whitney. And so I am so grateful that you have joined me all the way from Las Vegas, one of my favorite places in the world to visit. So how are you today, the queen of easy peasy video?
Awesome. So I'm coming to you from the past. It's still Wednesday here. I think it's Wednesday. And I'm excited to be here, too. So woohoo! Let's get stuck in.
I know. And we wanted to get together because a lot of business owners come to me. They know that video is an important part of social media in general. In LinkedIn specifically, we've got like LinkedIn Lives. We can upload videos. But why do we even need to do video? What's the point of doing video?
Never mind the pandemic. We won't even talk about that. But you think about it, it's the quickest way for people to get to know and trust you. And I know that's the theme of our show today, which is like videos build trust. But that's really an important thing. If you put your marketing hat on, is that it takes a while for people to, they're not ready to buy from you right away. So there's many touch points. They're going to go with a customer journey. They're going to get to know you. Hopefully they'll get to like you. And then when they trust you, they might do business with you. And that is the key thing. And we must show up in person or on a Zoom, whatever, to work with our customers. And they say, I already feel like I know you. And that's what video does. It gives that feeling that it's, I know what I'm expecting. Sort of like we talk about people having profile pictures on LinkedIn that are like from 1972. You know, and you show up
absolutely.
And you're just like, you don't look like that. You don't want that. You want people to go, I feel like I already know you.
And see, I love words. I love writing and all that kind of stuff. But there is just some things that I can't convey with words. Like you cannot get my personality no matter how well I try and describe it. You can't get my personality by the words that I type, no matter how hard I try. And this is the thing that I think you've just nailed there, that it's a way to show our personality. And so what are your tips about, you know, because I think where people can come unstuck on LinkedIn in general, in any style of content, is they try and be the LinkedIn version of themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you see that, where it's like, I've got to try and be professional and I've got to be this corporate person. And then you can see the stiffness and the fear and the anxiety. What are your tips for overcoming that? Who should I be when I'm on video and on LinkedIn specifically?
Be you. You just have to be, really, you have to be you with all that sense of what that means. And people, they're intimidated with video because they feel, like you said, they've got to put this persona on that it's, oh, I'm putting on my corporate pantyhose now and I'm going, and I got to sit here feeling scratchy. It's no, you don't have to be like that. It's literally, I tell people, when you're making a video, you talk to the camera as if it is a person that you haven't seen for a while, like an old friend. Have that conversational feel. And I tell people, you don't have to worry with fancy equipment. You don't have to go into a studio. If you do, that's perfectly okay. I'm not saying don't do that, but don't feel you have to do that. Sometimes a candid video is all you need. And I will give you a for instance. It's a special day for you today. And so I sent you a message.
You did.
Yeah. And literally I was out with my phone walking around sunny Las Vegas with my dog. And I thought, it's Michelle's special day today. I think I'll send her a message. Now I didn't make it a post. I just made it a personal video. I took the time to caption it just because I always like to be accessible, and I am the caption police now, the caption queen. But I just sent you a video from me and my dog, no makeup on, hair was a mess. I didn't care. I just wanted to be real. So maybe I'll, on my LinkedIn Live, I'll take the time to brush my hair a little bit. But know, be you, just be you. That's
I know. And I have a concept when I do training with people, I call that just, it's your digital twin. It's not the LinkedIn you and the offline you, it's your digital twins. I love the biggest compliment I can get. And funny enough, my sister-in-law actually said it to my partner, Lil. She actually said to her the other day, I watch one of Michelle's lives on replay and it's just like talking to her in the lounge room. And it is literally, that's the biggest compliment for me. There isn't the show here on LinkedIn Live, Michelle, and then the Michelle that you would come and sit on my lounge or have a barbecue at my house. There is no difference. And I think that relatability actually speeds up the sales process. So I come from 20 years of selling, and the things that happen by video, what I find is people will reach out, just like I did with you when I wanted to work with you. And we hadn't had that much conversation, but I felt like I knew you. I already knew your personality. I knew the kind of feel to you, your energy, those kind of things that we're all always judging people, right? Let's be clear. We are all doing that. But I was able to go, she's my kind of person. Like, I want to do training with Jillian because I know her skills. I can see all of that, but I also get the right, you know, connection from her. And so this is where I think video really helps people to remove objections. And I'm for businesses to grow. I'm always talking about what's in the way between you and your ideal client and them wanting to work with you. And if they're a bit unsure about whether they can trust you, which is what we're talking about today, video is just such a great tool. But when we talk about video, is there any kind of particular video that's actually going to work best? Because I've seen some car crashes of lives where people just jump on and I'm like, what are you doing? And it doesn't need to be a full production, don't get me wrong, but there are times when it can really bring your personal branding back down again. So what kind of videos work best when we're trying to build up trust with our community?
I think you nailed it. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy that like turns on the camera and rambles and he's just talking to himself. You don't want that. And what I always tell people is every time you sit down to make a video, you have to be very clear. Begin with the end in mind. I often tell people, get out a business card and write down what your video is going to be about. And they say, a business card? It's so tiny. Yes, because it should be one thought. It should be one thing. You're not going to turn on your video camera and start telling me, okay, here's the whole history of how Australia was founded as a country. Be like, ah. So what you have to do is begin with the end in mind and think about when the viewer is done watching the video, what do I want them to do next? So start with your call to action. Then you back it up and figure out what is your video about and then go from there and plan it out. And some people, they're going to write their script. I am not a script writer. I like to plan an outline. So I usually say from Toastmasters, we learned the magic of three things, 3 points, three things, three little bits, whatever. And then an intro, nice hook. Don't be spending a lot of time. Hi, I'm Jillian. I'm da, 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 da.
You know, no one cares, do they?
They're just like, jump right in. So you want to start with something like, have you ever had that situation where, and you're hooking them right into the video. So a quick hook, end with the call to action, and then make your video very focused. If you do want to write it all out, then my goodness, go ahead, script it out. And then read it 3 times and then put the script away. Trust your gut that what you're going to say works, because nobody wants to be that sketchy. Okay, you're reading on the teleprompter and
it looks like this.
Yeah, you don't want to be
that. I've lost connection, right? Like if I start doing this, I'm reading the comments on the side of the screen. The second that I do that, I've lost people. Yeah. But if I come back here, it's like you and I are talking in my lounge room. And I think this is the thing. And it takes practice.
Because it's public speaking. It's not public reading. Nobody wants public reading. But so with video, you want to, you know, truly begin with the end in mind, but there's also key videos that you want that actually build trust for your company. So things like client testimonials. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very hard to just turn to your clients and say, wow, would you give me a testimonial? Most people are going to say, you're lucky if you'll write me a review. But what you could do is you could get on a Zoom call with a client and just say, hey, I wonder if we could take just a minute and I could record this Zoom call and just ask you a couple things about working with me. And they'd probably say, sure, what would you like to know? And then talk about What was their problem? How did we solve it? And do you have any tips? Then you could take that and make that a customer testimonial. Mm-hmm. And then it's authentic. It's not rehearsed. It's not scripted. They're not stressed out. And then you've got a wonderful testimonial or user-generated content. I always loved John Asperian Content DNA book, fabulous book. And what he asked his community was, he said, is anybody willing to give me a video reading out their favorite little paragraph? He was deluged with people. So is that not the most trustworthy thing, that it's like all these people who like the book, read the book, hold the book up, are reading from the book? Somebody I know who's about to launch a book, this would be a good idea for you.
Note to self, don't forget to do this.
Those things help us do it. And then take all those reviews and put them on Amazon. Because when you go to Amazon and you see those videos, I watch them. I watch them because to me, that's social proof. I'm going to buy that thing.
Yeah. And social proof, for the people who aren't familiar with that concept, like, how do you describe social proof to someone that doesn't have a marketing background, doesn't live on LinkedIn like we do? What's the simple definition of social proof for you?
I would have to say that it's the clients are speaking, the customers are speaking themselves. They're not being paid for it. It's like, I have said so much about supporting John Asperian and his Content DNA because I love the book. I read the book. It was a game changer for me. Same with Lanier's Linkability. It was a game changer for me. I loved it. I was so happy to talk about it. Jules White's book, Live It, Love It, Sell It. These are books that I read it and I was just like, this is a fabulous book. I want to shout it out. Nobody's paying me. Social proof means people want to recommend it. It's like when you go to a movie and you say, you've got to go see the new James Bond movie. That's social proof, meaning I'm so excited. I want to share this. And I'm not even being paid. I just want you to have that experience, that social proof.
And it's genuine and it's authentic and you can't pay for that kind of feedback. Nope. You cannot, whilst you can ask people to do recommendations, when they go out and do it on their own, that's one of the most powerful things. And if I think about it in my own life, like, I don't know at what point I stopped ever just going, I want to go to that restaurant. No, now what I do is I go, I want to go to that restaurant. Let me just check all the reviews, jump on the phone. And then I see, oh, that person 5-star. Oh, the toilets aren't clean. Oh, the food wasn't so good. This dish was good, but can work both ways.
Right.
But I think we don't do anything. If I book a holiday, I'm on TripAdvisor. If I, you know, want to go somewhere locally, I'm on Google My Business, finding out what other people said about the businesses that I want to work with. And I think that's what's really important, that we build up that kind of library with people. So I love that. Do you have any other kinds of videos that you think work really well to build trust for business growth?
So we talked about customer testimonials. There's also your origin story. If you create a video that's, why did you start your business? What was your journey? What did you see a need in? And then you wanted to fill that need. That's a good one. Another one is behind the scenes. If you, especially if you're a brick and mortar place, take us on a tour. Let us see what it looks like in there. Let us meet some of your team. And that's always a fun thing. Let us meet your team members. Let us see how you work as a business. I think there was once like a Wistia Slack video. It was fabulous because we just got to see the guys working in the closet, the new person that was working there. Those are fun.
This is, you know, what I tell people with their company page. If you have one of these, that's all you need, right? These are so powerful right now. You can do your subtitles, your lighting, you can edit it, you can do all kinds of things. But the less polished I find with company pages, specifically with the content, take us behind the scenes, the stuff that you find mundane, everyday, boring. Everyone else is like the Wizard of Oz behind the closet, behind the curtain. And it's, show us what's going on in there. And so I come from a manufacturing background and in cosmetics. And it's really amazing. Whenever I'm working with my clients and we post videos around watching the machinery and how it's, how stuff's made, don't underestimate how stuff's made as being a, or unboxing or boxing. Those kind of videos, they are, jump on, you know, unboxing. I know Brenda Mellor did an awesome one on her social media, Pie, when her book came out, when they arrived, the unboxing with her daughter, like that kind of stuff. people want to be a part of it. They want to see what you do behind the scenes, the kind of people, right? It could be the forklift driver. It can be someone in accounts who never speaks to someone because they're always just email. I want to know who's the person behind the email address. And I think there's, you know, video does this so well. Yep. That's for me. So
Q&As, like a lot of times Loom is a free tool. Anybody can use Loom. And you do those like screen shares with you as a little circle. Those are so powerful because you could say, you know what, we're looking through your report and we're trying to figure out blah, blah, blah. Those, just sending those as a personal message to people is awesome as well. Or answering their question. They're like, I don't understand how to use your, you know, course or something like that. Let me take you on a private little walkthrough. So tours can be physical, but they can also be virtual. My favorite of all time is the Dollar Shave commercial, where it was like one of those viral videos where they actually take you around the whole warehouse and you see a crazy bear and a this and that. That thing made their company, it broke their servers. That's what happened when that happens. Video is an amazing tool. So all of those are great little ideas.
And I like the idea of answering the frequently asked questions with a video because the chances are somebody else is going to ask the same question. And going to what you said, I like the idea of being able to answer the questions. And normally most websites have got a FAQs of all the top questions that people get asked.
Nobody's reading those.
You don't really need to think about what are the questions, because mostly people did it when they created the website and left it there to die. But if you can take that list of questions and then turn those into videos and put them onto LinkedIn, and you can share it in various places. You can direct people back by sharing the link or sending them a DM with the link or tagging them in the post. What I love about company pages, and you and I have spoken about this, is that company pages have a video tab. So it's really amazing to be able to have that sitting there on the video tab for your company page so it doesn't get lost in the feed, which is what can happen over on your personal profile, is that you create these videos and just over time they drop down unless you've got it as a featured post, which is a, you know, great way to keep it at the top. But if you put it over on your company page, the video tab is somewhere that can bump. It's like your own company YouTube. Absolutely. So I just love going, you know, if you've got 10 top questions, make a short video. What kind of length would you encourage people to make these videos? What kind of time frames should they be? Is there a rule, or is it a go with the flow?
Just know that pretty much 2 minutes is that sort of magical thing. They've done tons of studies and they found that after about 2 minutes on social media, YouTube is a whole different beast. In YouTube, people are purposely there to watch content. So it can be long and you can go much longer on YouTube. But on LinkedIn, it's a typical social media environment. So you're really aiming for that 2 minutes or less. And what I like to tell people is think about that customer journey again. And we talk about that a lot in marketing, but think of somebody doesn't know who you are. That's the beginning of the journey to when they're going to buy your thing, whatever your thing is. And each step, they're willing to, your prospective customer is willing to invest a little bit more time with you. So your video should be in accordance with that journey. So in the beginning, nobody is going to sit and watch a 5-minute video if they don't know who you are, because I'm not invested in you yet. But if you had a short clip, look at LinkedIn right now. We have a 30-second video on our profile. It's 30 seconds for a reason. Nobody's going to sit there for 10 minutes and get to know you. They're not.
And I love doing my research on company pages. And here's what I think is going to happen for company pages. So LinkedIn bought Jump Rope. So Jump Rope's about short instructional video that you can create on their platform. So they bought Jump Rope, and I have seen a few posts, and I keep an eye on LinkedIn's advertising for new employees and see what they're typing in there. It's a great way to find out what their priorities are. And don't tell anyone. It's our secret. And so on that, I think what we're going to see next year, or in whatever time frame, that we're actually going to see that short instructional videos on LinkedIn LinkedIn for company pages are going to become a thing. So that's one of my, I've polished my crystal ball for 2022. And that's what I think is going to be one of them. Live events, definitely. It's time to start working out what formats work. Trial and error. It's not going to be the first one you do is going to not be a good one. So just better off practicing now before it becomes a big thing and then moving into the other side. But yeah, the short instructional videos, the how-tos, I think we're really going to see that on company pages next year. So mark my words. Let's see how I go with this one. See whether I've read the signs properly, but definitely lives. And so what would be the advice that you would give people for LinkedIn lives? What do they need to be wary of? What are your top tips for making a successful one?
I think you and I are both on the same page. Keep it short, you know, keep it to 30 minutes, because other than that, attention is dropping off because we're busy. And I think the important thing is I just recently did a poll, and the results of my poll afforded the information. People are listening to your LinkedIn lives. They're listening. Actually, more people are not attending live and hitting the replay. And they're listening while they're cooking or walking or something like that. So you have to almost think of your LinkedIn lives as being almost like a podcast. So think about that you're, you know, basically you're speaking for the ear, and make sure you're not talking about stuff on the screen that people aren't going to be seeing, or explain then what you're doing so that they're filling in the gaps in their brain. So that's what I would think with the lives. And I think your lives have to be a purpose. I don't think that you should just go on and ramble and think about, should that be maybe a targeted video? What's appropriate for a live? I think it should be engaging. I like two speakers. I don't know if I like listening to a whole panel. It's confusing. There's too many people. I think we're all a little AD out there now, right?
And it's like, pay attention to me. So one of the things that I want to raise awareness of, which we, you know, briefly touched on at the beginning, was the closed captions or subtitles. Tell people while that's really important as part of this building trust, because I want to use this moment while we're talking about video to let people know why it's so important. And so since you're the police on this one and the advocate, obviously more, I just love the opportunity for you to share with people why it's really important to do those things.
Okay. So there's so many reasons so number one, it's just the right thing to do if you're a human being and you want to make your videos accessible to everybody on the planet, because there are people who are deaf, people who are hard of hearing, and people who English is not their first language. And so LinkedIn is primarily, I know it's, you know, primarily an English speaking platform. So you have to think of, now we are global. So somebody in another country, they might be struggling with their English. And I know now what it's like to live in a foreign country. I used to live in Israel and I was a minority not being able to follow. And I really appreciated having English captions in YouTube because my YouTube was flipped to being Hebrew with English subtitles. So it was just like, whoa. Google was like that too. And it was Hebrew, so it was backwards. So it was really hard. But it's important to know that people might not understand you, especially if you have an accent. And so reading those captions is really important. But also too, LinkedIn is a social media platform where the default is sound off. So 85% of the people are watching your video with the sound off, and they may not reach over and turn it on. Maybe they're at work. Maybe they're on the bus. Maybe they're in a library. Maybe they just don't even want to hear you. So you just have to have those captions. Because
I understand they wouldn't want to listen to my dulcet tones. But it's so important, because I often find that sometimes I'll be sitting there watching Netflix, and I don't really watch Netflix. I have it on in the background, and I tend to have it on in the background a lot while I'm doing other things. And so if I've got subtitles or captions, then I can actually just read that, not interrupt anybody else in the house, and then just get a feel for it. So if anyone out there is watching this on the replay, like, just to let us know, please put, you know, hashtag replay in the comments when you're joining us, so that we can just show people that when you're creating this content, it's not just here and now. There are people on all different time zones. So I'm here in Sydney, Jillian, we've got all of our European friends. It's probably close to bedtime time for those guys, but they love us and they will wake up to our smiling, you know, happy faces. And then that way they can catch up. And this is what I love about this type of content is that you can play catch ups and consume on demand, which is really what it is. Now we've got a question that's come through.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that you can help us out. What happens if you don't have a thing that you're active? To give you a bit of background, Jillian, I know Sina, and she is at the beginning of her journey. Now you are going to love her because she's a curly girl who's out to raise awareness for children and women that are growing up to embrace their natural curls. So it's a really important message, which I know you're a fan of. So it's absolutely perfect that you're here. But how can you use it to build your community? What kind of video can she use as she's starting out to really, you know, get this message across? What types of videos would you recommend?
Okay. So first of all, I think she's brilliant of build your community first, because so many people, they do the thing, they build the thing, set up the website, and then they're like, crickets, nobody's buying my stuff. Because, and they say, if only people knew who I was, they would be buying my thing. So the thing is, build your community first and then go ahead and sell to them when you're ready. So what you're doing is absolutely perfect. So what I would say is think forward focused. What are you going to be doing in the future? So say, for instance, maybe you're going to do hair consulting. I don't know. I'm just making it up. But it's like, figure out what is the thing you actually want to end up doing. Do you want to be a consultant? Do you want to have a course? Think of all the different, are you going to make a product? Think of what your business will be. And then that is your target market. Then you narrow it down almost as if you're doing like a, dare we say it, Facebook ad, where you narrow down to, now here's my target market, but then here's my ideal customer. So it might be gals with curly hair, but you want a certain age, a certain, all these different people that live in a humid climate as opposed to a dry climate, whatever. You narrow it down and then begin to make videos that address their problems. And make videos about who you are and why you're doing what you're doing and what are you about in the world. Always with the idea of that target market, that ideal customer on the other side of the lens. That's who you're talking to. So ignore everyone else and zoom in on those folks. And then you can maybe spend 20% just doing videos about things that you're excited. Well, hey, I'm going on vacation and I want to share, or here's something that I a tool I'm using that's helping me grow my business. So I always say 80% is for your target market, 20% it's for the LinkedIn community. So I hope that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you've covered off there the know, like, and trust, which we all repeat and, you know, over and over again to people, so that you know that when you mix up these kinds of videos, sometimes people get to see the kind of person I am. Sometimes they get to see the knowledge I have. And sometimes they see how I can solve their issues, you know, or problems, or provide services, or like all those kind of things. And I think that's like really important to have that. And speaking to that, I want to take this chance because I can personally vouch for your services. So one of the reasons I'd avoided doing video for so long was the editing time. I knew I had to do captions. I knew I wanted to have a bit of branding in there, and I knew it was possible. And there's lots of free programs, which I know I'm going to ask you to put one of your handy cheat sheets that people can come and find, because I know you've got plenty of them. But I just wanted to say, like, by spending 2 hours with Jillian, it made my life so much easier. I stopped avoiding videos. Finishing my book right about now, so I've been a bit distracted, but what I found by getting some help, it really made a difference. So how do people work with you? If they're thinking about, yeah, I know I should do video, Jillian, I know I should, I can see the benefits, you guys have really explained it, but I'm a bit nervous. Like, how do you help people? How can they work with you?
Okay. So first of all, connect with me or follow me on LinkedIn, because I have all sorts of great free advice. Go check out my featured section. I have a gigantic YouTube channel in terms of content, not necessarily subscribers, but I have so much material that, like, you could, I don't know, get a degree watching my YouTube channel. There's so much stuff there.
Absolutely.
And then If you want to work with me, then go to my website, which is videoeasypeasy.com. You don't get easier than that, folks. And you can see that I can coach and I can teach you tech and we can just go through different, I have done for you services. So people who are struggling, like with their LinkedIn cover story, that little 30 second video, I can help you with any of that kind of stuff. And I even do custom videos that if you wanted like an explainer for your website, I can do all that sort of stuff as well.
So. Look, and like I said, I got to write my shopping list of all the things that I needed to learn, and some things I knew and some things I was okay with and some things I was like, this is so out of my league. And you were able to make it easy peasy. So if anyone wants the social proof of how easy it is to work with Jillian, I'm putting my hand up. I tell anyone that will listen. It doesn't matter that she's in the US. If you're in another country, it's just like this, isn't it? It just happens like this, which is amazing. So I wanted to say thank you so much. We're going to put your details into the comments. If anyone hasn't followed Jillian already, please go and do that. And I'm sure that she'll connect if you can find the connect button as well. But I just wanted to say thank you for joining me on my birthday. And I get to spend some time with you tomorrow for the launch of Business Gold, which is the book that I've written with the wonderful Lynair Johnston, which I'm super proud of. And it's coming tomorrow. And I'm a little bit nervous, but we are going to have a book launch party live from Vegas. I'm like, what better place to start?
Will Elvis be in the house or not?
Oh my God. I wonder if we could plan something without Lynair knowing. So on that note, thank you everybody for joining us. We do this show every week where I like to bring tips that are going to help you to build your business, whether it doesn't matter what position in the journey that it's up to, always here to help. And thank you everyone for joining in, and I will catch you all again soon.
Bye.
I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond, and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.